早安，大家新年好。
We'll start with Mark chapter 14, verse 1 to 11.
我们今天是马可福音第十四章一到十一节。
It's up to your choice. You can read in English or Mandarin. And if I start with English, then those people feel more comfortable in English, please follow me. And if Mandarin, please follow Sister Wang.
所以你们都英中英文都可以，如果您是喜欢用英文的话，就跟着牧师一起念，如果您比较喜欢中文的话，就跟着我念。
Let's start with verse 1. Let's go together. Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him.
第二节，只是说当节的日子不可唯恐百姓生乱。
I thought she would read the verse 1 too.
Oh, I'm sorry. <laughs> Okay,
that's fine. We'll skip this one. Let's move to the next page, verse 3. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar with very expensive perfume, made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head.
第三节，耶稣在伯大尼长麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume?"
有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor, and they rebuked her harshly.
这香膏可以卖30多两银子，筹集穷人，他们就向那女人生气。
Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me.
耶稣说，由她吧，为什么难为她呢？她在我身上做的是一件美事。
The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me.
因为常有穷人与你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial.
她所做的是尽她所能的，她是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in remembrance of her.
我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这个福音，也要述说这女人所做的，以为纪念。
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them.
十二门徒之中有一个加略人犹大去见祭司长，要把耶稣交给他们。
They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over.
他们听见就欢喜，又应许给他银子，他就思如何使得，便把耶稣交给他们。
This is the moment that Jesus is going to be crucified.
这个是耶稣要被钉十字架的时刻了。
Let us find out who are surrounding the Passover lamb prepared by God.
我们来看一下有哪些人是围绕着神所预备的羔羊。
May the Holy Spirit reveal the truth to us.
希望神的灵能够将他的真理向我们启示。
A person is going to die. Actually, there is something very important to that person is who is besides that person.
这个人当人之将死的时候，有一件非常重要的事，就是这个人是被什么样的人所包围的。
Of course, the most wishes is those loved ones surrounding the person.
但我们每个人都希望，就是我们身边，我们叫去见主的时候，身边围的是我们至亲至爱的人。
But let's take a picture, see what's going on there.
那我们来看看围绕耶稣的是哪些人。
Despicably filthy religious hypocrites.
第一类是所谓的卑鄙污秽的宗教人士。
This group of people surrounded Jesus.
是这样的一群人围绕着耶稣。
And that timing actually is a Passover. And right after Passover, it's called the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
这个时候就是逾越节的时候，在这个逾越节的过两天就是所谓的除酵节。
And this happened is about 30 AD.
这个是大概是主后三十年吧。
But 1,500 years ago,was a first Passover.
但是在主前1500年就是一个第一个的羔羊。
逾越节。
逾越节。
The Passover is, we remember the history is because at that time Israel became the slave of Egypt.
那我们回一下这个他们的历史就知道那个时候犹太人当时是在埃及做奴隶的。
And Israel people was crying to God.
他们就向神呼喊。
So God sent Moses to them.
神就派遣摩西到他们那里。
And Moses went to the Pharaoh and told him that there will be plague come upon Egypt.
那摩西就到了法老的面前，跟法老说会有灾害降在埃及地。
There were 9 times plague all over the Egypt.
在埃及的整个的全地有九个灾降下。
But the Pharaoh refused to let Israel leave.
但是法老他就拒绝让以色列民出去离开。
So God has told Moses, there will be the last plague that I will put upon Egypt.
然后神就跟摩西说，我还有最后的一个灾要降在埃及地。
Because this plague, there will be an angel will go into every household and kill the firstborn in every house.
就是说有一个灭命的天使会到这个每一家的杀掉所有的头生的。
Including Israel people.
包括以色列人。
But if Israel people listen to God's commandment,You kill a lamb and put the blood of the lamb on the door, then the angel would not enter.
但是如果以色列人遵行神的命令，把这个羔羊的血抹在门框上的话，这个灭门的天使就会越过。
Then the angel will pass over that house.
然后这个天使就会就是越过这一家门。
That's why it's called Passover.
所以这就是逾越节的由来。
A lamb need to be killed.
这里有一个羔羊必须要被杀的。
And right after the Passover, there will be 7 days called Unleavened Bread Feast.
然后在逾越节过了以后，会有一个为期七天的所谓除酵节。
That means they will take out all the leaven or yeast from the food.
就是他们在全家把所有有效的东西都除尽。
That is a symbol. It's a picture.
这是一个象征。
The yeast represents the sin inside of our heart.
这个酵就代表我们心里的罪。
Because the yeast, once there's a tiny bit of yeast, it will spread to the food.
那我们知道，只要有一点点的酵，就会把整个的食物都染上了。
Just like sin. If a tiny piece of sin inside our heart, it will spread and then will become the deed.
就像我们的罪一样，只要我们心里有一点点罪行，就会做出这个罪性来。
And who is holding this ceremony?
那是谁来主持这样一个重大的节期呢？
The chief priest.
就是这个祭司长。
Would that be ironically?
这个是不是很矛盾的一件事情呢？
The Passover, the Lamb of God will be killed, and they try to find a way in a sly way to kill Jesus.
那我们看到逾越节有一个羔羊必须被杀，然后当他们在庆祝这个节期的时候，这个祭司长宗教的人士反而想要靠一个很不正当的手段来把耶稣给杀掉。
According to the Bible, we will be able to realize why they want to kill Jesus.
那我们看圣经的话，就知道为什么这些所谓的宗教人士想要把耶稣杀掉呢？
The first reason is because at that time, many people, if there is any issue, or especially like a moral issue or religious issue, they always go to the chief priest and to consolate with them.
第一样就是我们在当时的当时呢，如果人有些什么问题的，或者是不知道怎么做的时候，第一个他们要去的就是去请教这所谓的祭司长。
So many people come to the priest.
所以很多人都是先去找这个祭司的。
So the priest, of course, they will become very important person, very influential in the society.
所以这些祭司们就在这个社会里面是非常有影响力的人物。
All of a sudden, Jesus showed up.
突然就来了一位这个不速之客，耶稣。
To those priests, he is nobody.
对这些祭司来说，耶稣是一个不见经传的小人物。
But all of a sudden, those people gathering around them left, and they go to Jesus.
突然之间，这些人不到他们那边去了，反而都蜂拥到耶稣那边去。
And they feel very, very unhappy.
啊、他们心里就很不痛快。
It's called jealousy.
这就是所谓的嫉妒。
And secondly, when Jesus entered the holy temple, he cast out those people who did business inside the temple.
那第二件让他们很不爽的事，就是耶稣到这个圣殿里去洁净圣殿的时候，把这些做生意的人都赶走了。
People will be allowed to do business in the holy temple must have a very close connection with.The priest.
那我们知道，如果能在圣殿里面做生意，都是来有来头的，都跟这个祭司之类的祭司长都是有关系的。
There is an interest conflict.
所以这个是有利益输送的。
And thirdly, Jesus rebuked those chief priests, those religious people in public.
第二就是耶稣在当众来责骂这些宗教的领袖。
That even more uncomfortable for them.
对他们来说，这是更是一个很不舒服的事情。
And the fourth one is those religious group. They try to mobilize all the manpower and to find out what's anything wrong in Jesus.
那另外一个就是他们这些所谓的宗教领袖，他们用尽的一切的方法，想要找出耶稣的错的地方，不对的地方。
They cannot get hold of Jesus and couldn't find any evidence against Jesus.
那他们用尽的千方百计，还是没有办法找出耶稣有做错事的证据出来。
So they need to find another way called sly way.
所以他们必须用所谓的诡计的方法。
And lastly, is because Jesus claimed he was the Son of God.
那最后最重要，就是因为耶稣他自称他是神的儿子，人子。
Even nowadays, people regard quote religious people or religion position hold religious position per people in a high regard.
那即使在今天，我们还是把所谓的宗教人士、宗教上里有地位的人，非常看重他们的。
That's why you can see.I always be very trembling in front of you.
这你看到为什么每次在当大众的面前的时候，我都是非常警戒的、占据的。
Because the expectation is high.
因为大家对所谓的宗教人士、领袖的期望是非常的高。
They automatically think they should be noble and honorable.
他们我们所谓的在宗教人士的看法就是哦，马上就想这个人应该是非常的高贵，非常的高尚。
But this type of people can do very, very bad things.
但是这位所谓的这些高贵的宗教人士，有时候会做一些很不好的事情。
They got two virgins. One virgin called on the table, and the other one under the table.
他们常常是有两面的，一个是在摆在面前的，摊在大家面前的，一个是在暗地的桌子底下的。
Because this type of people, they care so much about what I have done or what the response from the people in public.
所以这些人对于这个群众的反应是非常非常重视的。
So they are so much attention about superficial issue.
所以当他们做一些就是非常注重一些所谓的表面化的东西。
Me too.
包括我在内。
I want to be look good, even superficially.
我要在大家面前看起来，哎，很好看，很看得过去。
But my wife will tell you what's behind it.
但是我的太太 Amy 就告诉，哎，她在家里其实啊是另外一副德性了。
And Jesus was surrounded by this type of people.
然后耶稣就是被这样一群的人所包围着。
The Lamb of God was surrounded by despicably filthy religious hypocrites.
所以我们的恩主耶稣这个羔羊就是被这些所谓的一些卑鄙污秽的宗教人士所包围着。
Secondly, he was surrounded by insensitively ignorant disciples.
第二群人物包围他的就是所谓的迟钝无知的门徒们。
This is the time of Jesus' end time.
这是耶稣最后的日子了。
Jesus worked so hard for his disciples.
耶稣是费尽一切的心机来训练这些门徒。
Day and night for more than 3 years.
日夜不断的有三年的功夫花在这些门徒身上。
And when they entered the Jerusalem, there is a lady came to Jesus.
当他们到了耶路撒冷的时候，有一个女人来到了耶稣那里。
She poured out the perfume on Jesus' head.
她把这个香膏浇灌在耶稣的头上。
And this perfume is so expensive.
那我们知道这个香膏是非常贵的，这种香膏。
That is one person's wage for the whole year. You don't spend any dime. That's total for that perfume.
那这个香膏贵到什么程度呢？就等于是一个人一年的薪水，就这么贵。
When she poured the perfume on Jesus' head, then the disciple became very, very angry with rage.
那当这个女人这样做的时候，这个门徒的反应是什么呢？他们变得非常的生气。
Verse 4 says, "Why this waste of perfume?"
第四节就说有几个人心中很不喜悦，说何用这样枉费香膏呢？
Why you waste this over Jesus?
怎么这么浪费呢？把这个贵重香膏浪费在耶稣的身上呢？
They gave her a hard time.
呀，他们就是对这个女人就很不客气。
And Jesus responded for her.
然后耶稣对这个女人的反应是什么呢？
Verse 7 says, "The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me."
第七节我们看到耶稣说，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
They thought that woman wasted the treasure over Jesus.
这些门徒认为这个女人把这个贵重香膏在耶稣身上浪费了。
They thought they could spend the money over the poor.
他们认为这个应该把这个钱用在穷人身上，好像比较花得来。
So inside the disciple, they have a priority, and Jesus is not on the top.
所以在门徒的心里就有一个轻重之分，可见的耶稣并不是他们认为是最重要的。
And verse 8, Jesus said, "She did what she could."She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare my burial.
第八节说，她所做的是尽她所能的，她是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。
I just read it, but if you were there with Jesus, actually the tone will be were not like mine.
我刚刚我们就这样读过了哈，但是如果你在当场的话，你可以想象这个耶稣讲话这个语气是非常非常有分量的。
Especially the last part say to prepare for my burial.
特别是最后一句，把香膏预先浇在我身上，是为我安葬的事，为我安葬的事。
That means she prepared for my death.
也说这个女人为我的死预先的预备了。
Because this maybe get involved with you.
那这个其实对你我都有相关的。
Therefore, I need to spend some time to go through some verses. Hopefully, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, speak to you.
所以我必须要在这里稍微花点时间跟大家回顾一下，然后希望圣灵感动我们，让我们都能够有所帮助。
It's about a year before that supper.
在这个最后晚餐的一年前。
In Mark chapter 8,Jesus was with disciples over Caesarea Philippi.
在马可福音第八章的时候，耶稣跟门徒是在撒加利亚腓立比的这个村这个地方。
And he did ask a question, say, "Who do people say I am?"
他问了一个问题，说：“人说我是谁呢？”
And you remember Peter got the right answer. You are the Son of God.
那我们。记得吧，彼得他是答对了，他说你是神的儿子。
And then right after that, the verse 31 said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again."
第三十一节，从此他教训他们说，人子必须受许多的苦，被长老、祭司长和文士弃绝，并且被杀，过三天复活。
That means a year ago, Jesus already started to prophesy his death.
所以等于是在一年以前，耶稣就已经开始对他的死要已经预言了。
And then you can see what after Jesus proclaimed and prophesied the response from the disciple.
那我们再看一下，当耶稣对他的被这个门徒宣告了以后，这他们的反应是什么呢
？Verse 32, he spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke Jesus.
三十二节，耶稣明明的说这话，彼得就拉着他劝他。
When Jesus talked about his death, and Peter pulled him aside and rebuked Jesus.
所以当耶稣提到他的被杀的事情的时候，彼得的反应就是把他拉到一边，然后甚至用一点责备的语气来跟耶稣讲。
Verse 33, but when Jesus turned and looked at his disciple, that means Peter, he rebuked Peter, "Get behind me, Satan," he said, "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men."
耶稣转过来看着门徒，就责备彼得说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧。”因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
At that moment, Peter cared about all his own feelings and response.
在那个当下，彼得所想到的只是他自己的感受。
But not Jesus' death.
并没有想到说耶稣的死。
It's called careless.
这叫做漫不经心。
And then Mark chapter 9, after 6 days, Jesus took them to we call Mountain of Transfiguration.
在第九章我们看到所谓的登山变相。
And verse 9 said, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. Risen from the dead, that means after his death.
第九节下山的时候，耶稣嘱咐他们说：“人子还没有从死里复活，你们不要将所看见的告诉人。”死里复活就是说他死了以后。
And then, what the response of disciples? They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant.
说门徒将这话存在心里，彼此议论：从死里复活是什么意思呢？
So they want to find out what the meaning of resurrection, but not Jesus' death.
所以他们心里一直琢磨是一个什么叫做死里复活，而没有想到说耶稣的死。
So this is called insensitive.
这个叫做不够敏锐。
And then Mark chapter 9, afterwards, Jesus cast out a demon, a spirit from a child.
第九节，第九章我们看到耶稣从一个孩子身上把这个鬼赶出来。
And he told them that you need to fast and pray so you will be able to cast out the demon.
耶稣说非用祷告禁食这一类的鬼总不能出来。
Then right after that, Jesus told them this.The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days, he will rise.
于是教训门徒说，人子要将要被交在人手里，他们要杀害他，被杀以后过三天，他要复活。
So he mentioned this the third time about his death.
所以这已经是第三次提到他的死了。
What the response of the disciples?
门徒的反应是什么呢?
Verse 32 said, But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it.
所以门徒就说不明白又不敢问。
Even though they dare not to ask him, but verse 34 said, they had argued about who was the greatest.
你看这里他们不敢不明白又不敢问但是他们却在路上彼此争论谁为大。
So they concerned more about their position, but not Jesus' death.
So we see that they only concerned about their position, and not Jesus' death.
This is called mindless.
This is called 不精心.
Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 10.
We see Mark 福音第十章.
On their way up to Jerusalem, that is very close. Actually, maybe just a couple of weeks ago, they are heading.Toward Jerusalem.
做在这些事情以后的大概是逾越节前的大概两个礼拜，他们就是往耶路撒冷去。
And verse 33 say they we are going up that Jesus said to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles.
耶稣告诉他们说，看哪，我们上耶路撒冷去。人子将要被交给祭司长和文士，他们要定他死罪，交给外邦人。
And verse 34 says, "Who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him? 3 days later, he will rise."
他们要戏弄他，吐唾沫在他脸上，鞭打他，杀害他。过了三天，他要复活。
This is the fourth time Jesus talked about his death.
这是耶稣提到他死是第四次了。
And verse 35 said, We want you to do for us whatever we ask.
那这里西比泰的儿子雅各约翰进前来对耶稣说夫子我们无论求你什么愿你给我们做。
His request is to sit on the right side or left side of Jesus.
然后他们的请求是什么就是左丞右相我们坐在你左手右手。
So they worry about more about their future but not Jesus' death.
所以他们对他们的未来更关心，要比对耶稣死更关心。
This we call numb.
这我们叫做只是麻木不仁了。
Bear with me, because so many times I need to point to you. Mark chapter 12.
然后马可福音第十二章。
Jesus speak to people in parables.
耶稣在这里说一个比喻。
And verse 6 said he had one left to send a son.Whom he loved, he sent him last of all, saying, "They will respect my son."
原主还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。
So in the parable, that son pointed to Jesus.
啊，这里这个爱子当然就是指的是耶稣了。
So verse 7 said, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours."
所以那些原户彼此说：“这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀他，产业就归我们了。”
So Jesus used parable to tell disciple, "I will be killed."
所以耶稣用这个比喻来告诉门徒，再次告诉我将要受死。
So let the disciple to remember what is going to happen.
所以一再的告诉门徒将要发生的事情。
This is the fifth time Jesus talked about his death.
这是耶稣提到他的死的第五次。
For the last 3 years, Jesus guided them, taught them, encourage them, comfort them, love them.
在过去三年，耶稣他指导他们，勉励他们，爱他们，鼓励他们。
And serve them as a servant.
像仆人一样的侍奉他们。
And this low-key, low-profile servant continued to tell them, "My death is coming near. My death is coming near." 5 times.
这个低调的耶稣不断地告诉他们门徒，我即将受死，我即将受死，有5次之多。
Now I need to use some illustration of my own.
让我用一下自己的方法来这个显示一下，表达一下。
When I was a young teen, my mother gave me 4 chicks to raise them.
当我是个小男孩的时候，我妈妈给了我4个小鸡让我来养。
So I spent time and feed them.
所以我就花些功夫来喂这些小鸡。
So they grow, but at the same time, somehow the bond started to establish.
对，这小鸡就会慢慢长大，但是同时它们的骨头也在成型。
The bond between me and them can become a little bit stronger.
Okay, I thought the bone. 真是失之毫厘，差之千里。Okay, 就是我跟他们的彼此感情就越来越坚固了。
But you know the purpose of raising a chicken, right?
那我们都知道我们养鸡是为了什么呢？
So one day my mother told me that I want to have 1 chicken for dinner.
终于有一天我妈妈就开言了，今天晚上我要杀一只鸡来做今天的晚餐。
And she left the choice to me.
她说，你去选一只吧。
I need to pick up 1 from the 4.
这个4个里面你要选一个啦。
So I pick up 1.
所以我就选了一个。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
I got something inside.
我心里就很不好受。
So what I can do?
我能做什么呢？
So I went to dig the earthworms.
I'm sorry.
I tried to dig some earthworm, 蚯蚓。
我就去挖了一些蚯蚓。
And I tried to find some edible wild herbs.
想要找一些野生的这个菌类。
野菜。
野菜。
To feed that particular chicken.
就是要给这个小鸡鸡一个最后的晚餐。好可怜啊。
I serve the chicken all the time for almost a year.
你知道我喂养他们，就是侍奉这些伺候这些鸡，伺候了有一年嘞。
Finally, I need to pick up 1 for our dinner.
然后我就终于有一天，我必须要为了我们家的晚餐要选一只出来。
I tried to do something to kind of comfort that little chicken.
我就想对这个可怜的鸡啊，这个最后的晚餐给他一个顿最后的晚餐。
I want you to see the picture. If you look at that chicken as Jesus, what happened? The response from the disciples.
我们就可以用我这个比喻哈，你们就把暂且把这个小鸡就当成耶稣，那你们再对比一下这个门徒的反应。
Even though I need to eat that chicken, but I still feed. Hopefully, get some kind of comfort in my conscience.
所以我知道我必须要选一只这个小鸡来牺牲一个小鸡了，我就想做一个最好事情，让我自己良心觉得好过一点。
But Jesus loved his disciple dearly. But to the moment, the most critical moment, the moment that he felt, I need you all.
但是我们看到耶稣对这个门徒们，他们爱护有加了有3年之久。但是在耶稣在最后最需要他们的时刻。
Who is surrounded Jesus?
谁包围着耶稣呢？
Even they are his disciples.
所谓的他的门徒们
，the careless, the insensitive, the mindless, the numb and ignorant，
这些无知的、麻木的，然后不敏锐的、漫不经心的，这些门徒，这些人包围着耶稣。
Could you see the picture of the Lamb of God？
你可不可以想象这个？神这个羔羊
He not just only surrounded by those filthy religious hypocrites.
他不但是被这些所谓的卑鄙的、污秽的宗教人士所包围着。
He also surrounded by those insensitive disciples.
他也同时被一些不敏锐的、无感触的、无感觉的门徒所包围着。
And thirdly, he was surrounded by this what we call repay love with hate traitor.
下来就是他。被所谓恩将仇报仇报的一个叛徒所包围着。
Judas went to the chief priest to betray Jesus to them.
这个门徒中有一个加略人犹大，他到去见祭司长，要把耶稣出卖给他们。
Actually, the same period for Judas with Jesus, more than three years.
那这个犹大。跟着耶稣也是跟了三年了。
All the treatment for disciples, also for Judas too.
Yeah, 耶稣待他就像其他门徒一样。
Furthermore, Jesus gave Judas a position in take in charge of money.
然后耶稣还把一个很重要的责任交托在这个犹大的身上，就是他是专门管钱的。
I don't know whether we can hand our money to somebody that we don't want to trust.
我不知道你们能不能够把你的钱交给一个你不信任的人去管。
This is pretty much like Jesus said, even though you want to betray me, but I still show my trust in you. I give you hope. I still got hope from you.
就像好像耶稣在跟这个犹大说，我即使知道你是要背叛我的，但是我对你还有点信心，我还希望我这个举动能够带给你一个希望。
And through those years, Jesus mentioned many, many times that I will be betrayed by the men, actually knocking the door of Judas. I know what you are going to do.
所以耶稣一再的提到说。我要被交在人的手里，就等于是一直在敲犹大的门，告诉他说：“哎，我知道你心里要想做什么。”
But I still give you chance.
但是我还是给你一再的机会。
Not with hatred, but with mercy.
不是仇恨，而是恩典。
There's still opportunity for you. Come back. Come back to me.
你还有机会回来吧，回来吧，回到我这里来。
Maybe we can say for those high priests, they are not sure what exactly Jesus was.
我们可以对这些所谓的宗教人士来说，也许他们不太能够了解耶稣到底是怎么一个人物。
But for Judas, 3 years, he saw by his own eyes about Jesus.
但是犹大跟随耶稣有三年之久，他亲眼目睹耶稣一切的言行。
He knew what exactly about Jesus.
所以他对耶稣是有非常程度的了解。
He's so merciful. He tried to help everybody he could.
他是这么一个有恩典的人，他尽量去帮助所有的人。
But he betrayed him.
但是犹大还是背叛了耶稣。
Who is surrounded the Lamb of God?
是谁在围着我们这个神的羔羊呢？
A traitor.
一个叛徒。
So now we can see the picture. The Lamb of God is not like a beautiful name only, but the real reality for a Lamb of God, he was surrounded by those religious hypocrites, by those insensitive disciples, and also by a traitor.
当我们提到神的羔羊的时候，这并不是一个很美的，不只是一个美名，而是这个羔羊被这个包围着羔羊的是这些污秽的狡诈的文士祭司，被包围这个羔羊的是这些不敏锐的麻木不仁的门徒，包围这个羔羊的是恩将仇报的叛徒。
Let us think about the Lamb of God.
我们替这个羔羊想一想。
Maybe Jesus has already talked to you many, many times, but you ignore, you skip it away.
也许耶稣已经对你讲了很多遍了，但是你漫不经心，把它匆匆的就略过了。
Have we ever betrayed him?
我们有没有背叛过他呢？
Maybe right in front of your friends or colleagues, you deny you are the disciple of Jesus.
也许在你的朋友或者在你的同事面前，你曾经否认过你是他的门徒。
Let's think about it.
我们想一想吧。
Let's pray.
祷告。